Thank you. Well, the Lord be with you. I'd like to welcome each and every one here today. We're glad you could come out on this first Sunday after Christmas. It's still Christmas, so Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, and just looking forward to what God has in store. Several announcements and concerns. I apologize. I forgot to take that thing out a little bit ago. I'll grab it here in a minute. We had Sunday school in here, combined adult, today. Alden Wright. Yeah, oh, thank you, Jordan. You all right. I take back all the bad stuff I was going to say about you here in just a couple minutes. Just for a couple minutes, though. Alden Wright's going to have a concert over at Grace Lowerstone, 3 o'clock today. I hope you can go out and see that. He can blow the smoke out of an organ and dust and everything else. So we love Alden. Fine young man. Extremely talented. They said it lasts about 45 minutes. They invite everybody over to that. He's going to be playing Bach and a few other folks that I can't even pronounce their name. So go over and enjoy that today. Thank you for the flowers. Appreciate the beautiful flowers today. Thank you for that. There is a thing at 4 o'clock. I guess come on out. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Also, we'd like to express our sympathies to the family and friends of Gay Trexler. Miss Gay passed away on December 20th. There will be a memorial service at a later date with her family. I can't remember exactly where she was born, but they're taking her back there and going to inter her ashes back there. Also, get your poinsettias. If you've got a poinsettia here, please get it and take it with you. They're beautiful, but we don't want them to wilt and go away, and we want you to get all the beauty and use out of them. Is there anything maybe we missed? That we missed? Don't want to miss anything. Nelson, did I miss anything? That's Nelson, by the way. We named him. All right, at this time, oh, please, no, please. You're supposed to tell me about this, Nelson. Can you make it up there, Kay?
Yeah, I got it. Good morning, everyone. Morning. I don't like this, but we're going to do it. Excuse me. I'd like to recognize our director of youth, Rita Phelps, please. Rita.
I promise I won't. Good morning, everyone. I just have something as a gift for Pastor Hours on behalf of our youth. And my children are so graciously going to bring that up to the preacher for us. On behalf of the youth, we just want to say thank you for all that you've done for us and your support, specifically with me. He really hasn't ever told me no with anything I've asked to do for the youth. So we appreciate that. The kids love you. We appreciate all you've done for us, your support through the years. And that's just a small little gift. I'm being told that you need to open it.
Oh, I have to open
it. I'm being directed from the angel in my ear.
Okay, I will do
that.
That
you
best.
Need to go ahead and open that, please.
Yeah, we don't want to not listen to angels.
No, we don't want to upset the angels.
But thank you all so much. Well, thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Those of you that can't see, it's like a dandelion flower with their little fingerprints. And it says, pastors plant the seed of Christ that lasts a lifetime.
Well,
so on behalf of the youth, we want to say thank you.
Well, thank you all. Thank you. And I love the youth. We got some fine young folks. Fine young folks.
That's
we appreciate
great.
Them.
That's
thank
great.
You all so
thank
much.
You, Rita. And thanks to all of our youngsters that had a part in that. The members of our congregation have several other special gifts for you and your family to take with you. And Jordan, where should we start? With the plaque? Okay. And since I'm not real good at going, well, I guess I can. I can hold on.
Oh. At least you're not putting me on a pedestal, because then they're getting ready to hang you. That's right.
This is a special plaque, and it says, presented to Reverend Carlin Hours in sincere appreciation for over 9 years of ministry, dedication, and faithfulness. Oregon Zion Lutheran Church, 2011, 2019. And you can hang this in your new office.
Well, thank you,
okay?
Ma'am.
Okay. Stay put.
Oh, okay. Stay put. Well, here, I'll put that right there for now. It's hard to preach and hold a flag.
Remember.
Well, thank you. I've always thought those were the most beautiful. Those are the most beautiful. Thank you. Oh, and especially for you, Jerry, for making that.
Made by Jerry.
Oh, no, I ain't going to forget you. No, I ain't going to forget you.
And in 1995, commissioned a watercolor.
I've seen that many times.
A local artist. In 1995, we started selling the watercolor. And this is one of those prints. Michelle will find a good place to hang.
She'll find a Okay. Thank y'all so much.
I'm not going to let you forget us.
Well, I won't forget you. I promise you that. I won't forget you. In fact, there's a couple faces out there that I have nightmares about quite often.
Nah. The photographer says I have to shake your hand.
We have to shake hands. We got to do those things. I can't smile on command. I'm not good at smiling on command. I never have been able to do it. Well, I couldn't make it in the music
business.
Oh. Hold your Nelson, you're supposed to tell me about this kind of stuff.
Once Carlin told us that he was leaving, you know, thousands of things ran through my mind, what we got to do, etc. And I thought, what can I give him? And my gift is very simple. Actually, it's not my gift. It's your gift also. On the bottom of this piece, it says Oregon Lutheran Church, 2011, 2019. And it's a rock. It's a rock. It's a rock that I pulled from the cemetery wall right out here. Don't worry, Daniel and Ryan.
Don't fall down.
The wall did not fall down. And it's a rather appropriate gift, I think, considering the thousands of German immigrants that came down the Great Wagon Road to build farms and build churches here. And they were farmers, but yet they knew what to do with rock, which is one of our greatest resources here in the backcountry in the Piedmont, so especially in Rowan County. So it's a rock.
Oh, fine.
But it's not just any rock. And I figure you can take it with you, put it on your desk as a paperweight.
Yeah.
Or throw it, I don't know. Anyway. But I know that every morning when you got up during your tenure here, you probably looked out a window and you saw stone.
See a lot of it here.
You lived in a beautiful stone parsonage. You looked down at this unbelievable facility, this church. You saw the old church, you saw the fellowship hall, you saw the wall around the old church and all the stone in the cemetery stones. And we just have a massive use of rock here. And somebody asked me this morning, we were outside looking around and asked me what my rock was, and I said, well, pull it out of the, and they said, well, did they always build walls around cemeteries? I said, yeah, to keep the cows and the wild boar out. And that's probably why a lot of the older stones are missing. Yeah. But, and I know you walked a lot and you walked down by that. But there again, the stone represents strength. It represents strength. And it represents your strong faith. And you do have a strong faith. But when you look at it, we want you to remember your ministry here. You came to us young in your ministry because we were your first call. Your biggest goal here was to transition us from being an ELCA congregation to an NALC congregation, and you did that. Your second biggest goal here was to heal us because we were a congregation that had sort of got torn apart through a battle here, and there was a lot of hurt, but you accomplished that. You accomplished those goals. You put us back together, and this congregation is very strong. And in the days ahead, we're going to be looking at ourselves, and I've already, when I spoke with the dean of the big conference, told him that we were strong. We were a strong congregation now. But speaking of healing, you healed us in our grief. You came to us at a time when there were a lot of deaths. This decade that you served us had, I think you said, close to 200 or over 200.
Over 200.
You preached over 200 funerals. Think about that, folks. In less than 10 years, 200 funerals. They were all not from this congregation.
Not everyone, but the vast majority were.
He did help with the funerals at the funeral home, and they were very thankful for that. But that's a lot, and we kept you busy doing that. You visited with us, you prayed with us, you cried with us, you sat with us. You were there for us before and after. I'm reminded of, I lost my mom, my dad, and my husband all within 17 months of each other. And he was there through everything. And all of you can attest to the personal things he did with you. As my dad lay dying, Carlin was right beside me as I was holding Dad while he was struggling to take his last breath. We were singing My Dad into Heaven. We sang hymns, all of us in the room. And he was right there, and he's been right there for me, for each of you, for a long time. Your ministry to us, I believe, as we grieved especially, was unprecedented. And we grieved with you. No parent should ever have to bury a child. Several members of this congregation can attest to that. Jesse was a part of us also. He was a part of this church family, and we grieved with you. You were here for us in every way, no matter what we needed, especially sharing the Word of God. The way you share the Word of God for us is wonderful, and we listen, and we are going to miss your sermons so much. When you look at this rock as you move from us, always think of us, remember us, for you are a part of us. Yes, your name is going to be here in this congregation. It's going to be out there in the narthex in bronze on a plaque. It's going to be a part of the history of this congregation. Just remember that your spirit also will be with it. And we were the first to get you and love you and enjoy you. We will all remember you and your family, your whole family, who we loved also. You'll always be a part of this congregation and our lives. You'll always be in our hearts. We love you. Go with God.
Bye. Can you make it down all right? I'll get you down there. Love y'all. Thank you. I don't really have any words to say, but just to say thank you. Many blessings. I know that God has great things in store for this church. My hope for you is this, that you will not let small things get in the way of following God. You will continue hear his voice and what he says. If you do that, the future looks real bright for this congregation. And you are a strong congregation and a very good congregation. Thank you. That's the only thing I can really say. I guess we need to start, though. We do need to start Like I say, I told Nelson here he was supposed to tell me about things, but he didn't. He's not a very good goat, so. Let's all stand as we're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Before we have the children come forward, I'd like to ask that the council members that are for next year would come forward, and we'll have their installation at this time. So all that will be on 2020 council, please be seated. Y'all might as well. Unless you just won't stand. I mean, come on up, all the council folks, the old folks, the new folks, everybody that will be on council this coming year. Come on up. No, everybody. We were installed a whole bunch of you. We're going to put you all in. Everybody. New, old, indifferent. Everybody. Folks, y'all need to appreciate these people. This is not an easy thing to set on council. It's not always a fun thing. But it's something that needs to be done, and it's something that God calls us to do and to have in this congregation. So thank you all for your willingness to serve and to be out there and to do what God has called you to do. So y'all need to thank them for this. But let's begin. To those gathered here as council members, in the presence of this congregation, will you commit yourselves to this trust and responsibility and promise to discharge your duties in harmony with the Constitution of this church? If so, say, I will, and I ask God to help me. Will you, in accordance with the Holy Scriptures and confessions of the Lutheran Church, work in accordance with these? If so, I will, and I ask God to help me. Will you love, serve, and pray for God's people, leading them by your own example in the use of the means of grace, in faithful service and holy living? If so, I will, and I ask God to help me. Will you give faithful witness in the world that God's love may be known in all that you do? If so, I will, and I ask God to help me. Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and compassion to perform them. Amen. Y'all turn around and let them see your smiling faces. Folks, this is your 2020 council. Give them a hand. They deserve it. Thank you all. Thank you. Oh, yes. You'll be getting calls, I promise. Now let's have the children come forward for the children. Come on up. Have y'all come on up. We've got Pastor Ken Reed and his family with us. We're glad that Pastor Ken could be here. Now, it won't be long that you'll have to genuflex at him. He's going to be the new dean of the newly formed Yadkin Mission District starting in May, so you'll have to get used to that. He'll have a mitre and a dean mobile, and he's learning how to do the wave that you do. Stand up, kid. Let them see your smiling face. Pastor Ken Reed, I hate to say this, but he's one of the best pastors walking in shoe leather today. He truly is. He's a good man. I don't hate to say that. He's my friend, my buddy, and I appreciate him and all his ministry. He does a great, great job. Well, how are you guys today? Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas? You got a gun and chickens. Man, tell you what, Santa Claus was good to you. I can't believe you got all that. I don't even want to know what you're going to do with that. I'm not sure I want to even ask. Here's the good thing. Do you know that Christmas is not over? It's not over. No, this is actually a whole season. It's a short season, but Christmas goes on. Have you ever heard the song, The 12 Days of Christmas? Well, that's true. That's true. Christmas continues on. It's not just for that very day we call Christmas. It's a season. And why is that? We need to remember the joy that was brought to us. The light of the world came to us at the darkest time. And we need to be thankful for that light. And you know who the light's name is? Jesus. Thank you very much. And I pray that he'll light your path this day and always. And always remember, he is the light that came to us on this darkest time. Let's pray. Praise Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these children. We thank you for the light that is Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you came to us as a babe in a manger. But you're coming back once again, not as a babe, but as a triumphant King, Lord of lords and King of kings, and the Lion of Judah. And we pray, God, that you will help us until you do come. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, y'all can get a sucker and go to children's church. Hard to see. Hard to see. Let's all stand as we're able for the apostolic greeting and the Kyrie. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature and be born of the Virgin Mary. Grant that we, having been redeemed and made your children by grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. Please be seated if you will. Let's pass the peace.
Our first reading comes from the 63rd chapter of Isaiah. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel, that he has granted them according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people. Children will not deal falsely. And he became their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled, and they grieved his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he turned to be their enemy, and himself fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit? Who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses? Who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name? Who led them through the depths? Like a horse in the desert, they did not stumble. Like livestock, they go down into the valley. The Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. So you led your people to make for yourself a glorious name. Here ends the reading. Now let's read responsively Psalm 111. Hallelujah! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright in the congregation. His work is full of majesty and splendor, and his righteousness endures forever. He gives food to those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. The works of his hands are faithfulness and justice. All his commandments are sure. He sent redemption to his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The second reading comes from the fourth chapter of Galatians. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. Here ends the reading.
And now the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. And when the wise men had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, Rise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, And he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained that the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted, but they are no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose and took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he had heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated if you will. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Most precious God, we again thank you for all that are gathered, and we do pray today that you would give us ears to hear what you have to say, and we pray that your Spirit would take this seed and would do with it as you see fit, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Just like to take a moment again, thank you for 9 years. Thank you for your love, for your concern, and thank you for the opportunity to be your pastor. It's been an honor and a privilege. And I thank you for that. No, I will not forget this congregation, I promise. I will not forget you. And we look forward to what God has in store for us in our ministry. We also look forward to what God has in store here, for I know that God has great things in store for this congregation. Just please listen to God, hear his voice, and be very deliberate in all that you do. And don't let small things get in the way of what God is doing. Hear his voice, and I know he will do wonderful. We see here one of the most terrible things that we read in Scripture. This is a horrible, horrible event that has happened. Herod is not very happy. This is a man who was power hungry, a man who did not care for the people, a man who only cared about his power, his position. And he only cared about himself. He was a narcissist, if you will. And there's always going to be opposition like Herod to folks, to God, to the things of God. There will come opposition. No matter what you do, there will be opposition. There's going to be a Herod. Now, maybe not somebody this wicked, maybe not this vile. But there'll be somebody that will stick up their ugly head. I promise you, no matter what you're trying to do for God, there is always an enemy. Satan will make sure that he has somebody there to do his bidding. He will make sure that there is somebody who will stand in the way of what God is trying to do. And you can rest assured it will happen. Just as surely as each and every one of us will one day pass away and die and go to be with the Lord, and just as sure as by April the 15th, you will write that check and you will pay the U.S. government their pound of flesh, this will also happen. There will be opposition no matter what you do. But don't let that stop you from doing things for Christ. Don't let that stop you from doing what God has called you to do. For here's the thing. Opposition is going to come. And yes, it may be harsh. And trust me, this is as harsh as it gets. Somebody who is so wicked and so evil that they were willing to kill every child under the age of 2 and under, was willing to kill every male child just by chance to kill the right one, the one that they had said would be this new king that would take his place, that would take his power. That's evil. There's going to be opposition, and I pray you never face opposition like that. But here's the good thing. God always has a way around the opposition. There's always a way to end around the opposition. They stack the box on you, you go around the end. God will make a way, and he does here for Joseph, for Mary, and for the young Jesus. He makes a way. There is always a way in God. He will find a way. He will make a way. He already probably has the way prepared for us to go, no matter what. But here's one thing you must do. You got to listen to what he's saying. Joseph could have very easily said, you know, that was a bad hamburger I got last night from Whataburger. And it's just not sitting right on my stomach. And not listen to God. That's what's causing me to have a bad dream. I just had a bad burger from Whataburger or Burger King or McDonald's or somewhere. It's just not working right. And not listen to God. But you see, he was willing to listen. He was willing to open his ears. And when God came to him in a dream, he obeyed. He said, this might be a weird way for you to do things. But yes, I will. I will obey. I will hear what God is saying. I will do what God is saying. I don't think it was in Joseph's plan after the birth of Jesus, and I really don't think it was in Mary's plan after bearing a child and then going down to Bethlehem for the census and doing all these things. I doubt she really said, yeah, I just can't wait to go down to Bethlehem pregnant. I guess she's probably around 9 months pregnant. Could you imagine, ladies? I mean, I've never had a baby. I look like I'm about to have one. I'm perpetually pregnant. I don't know what it's like to get rid of it after 9 months. But could you imagine her going on that trip pregnant? I don't think that was in her plan. I don't think it was in Joseph's plan. And also, once they got there, and once the baby Jesus is delivered, I don't think it was in their plan to go on down to Egypt. You see, that was in God's plan. Sometimes God has things happening that we never see. But we have to listen. We have to be available. We have to be willing to see beyond what looks like our plan, move towards his plan. He will make a way if you will hear. He will make a way if you're listening. It may be a dream. It may be some other way that he comes to you. He has a way to do things. I just want to speak to you for just a couple of moments about the future. I know some are worried about the future. I'm not worried about your future. And it's not that I don't care. I do care. I care deeply. But here's the thing. I have no reason to go where I'm going and to leave here other than God told me. I have always said this, and I was asked this morning. I thought you said you was going to stay here till we kicked you out or what. No, I actually always said I will be here as long as God and the church wants me here. Now, God told me it's time to go. He told me it's time to go. And I'm going to listen to him. But here's the thing. God has a plan. God has a way of bringing you through this if you will listen, if you will hear his voice. And I promise you, as you go through this process, there's a process set up. That fellow I showed you a little bit ago that he doesn't have much hair on his head there, that fellow named Pastor Ken Reed, he's somebody that's going to help you through the process. And he's a good man to help you through this process. I give him a hard time because he's my buddy. He's my friend. I can do that. But I'm going to tell you what, he and Pastor Nathan Yoder, don't call him Dr. Yoder, that's his father. He'll tell you that. They have a good PCAT team, Dave Hefter, Steve King, and others. You will listen to what God is doing. I promise you, God is going to set you on the plane that you need to be. When I came here 9 years ago, I know nobody was expecting that a fat, ugly guy from West Virginia on his first call was going to be the fella. But God did bring us here. And I believe God brought me here. I know God brought me here. I believe that just as sure as I'm standing. God has a plan for Oregon Church. You've got to listen. Just got to hear. It's going to be better on the other side. And sometimes we must go through things. Sometimes we must suffer through a little bit of short-term pain to have a little long-term. Sometimes you have to go through a little something to come out on the other side better. And I'm not saying this is a bad process. It's a very good process. Hear what God is saying. Listen to God. And I do pray that you never get caught up in small things. Don't let the trivialities of life and of concerns in the church keep you from doing what God has called us to do. God has called you with joy to take forth the gospel of Jesus Christ in this community. And you are responsible for this community. Since we've got Pastor Ken here, we're not responsible for the Atwell community and that side of China Grove. They're responsible for that. That's their responsibility. Him and Concordia Lutheran Church are responsible for taking the gospel to them. But we're responsible for this community right here. And that's the purpose this church was planted. It's been here nearly 275 years. I pray that God will lead you for another 275 years. And that as he has transitioned you from one organization to the other, that he has helped to bring healing and reconciliation that needed to be brought here. And again, as I had told you several weeks ago, no one could ever have foreseen or would have wanted to foresee the mourning and the grief, the loss that this church would go through by nearly 200 deaths that we would have. But we've gotten through it. God has made a way through each and everything. And he will make through this. Got to listen. You just got to hear. Maybe it'll come through the dream. Maybe it'll come some other way. It will come. God will make a way, no matter what opposition. Now let us confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became true to human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. But chiefly we are bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of our Lord, for he is the true Passover Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and joy. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and the suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out your Holy Spirit that by this Holy Communion we may know the unity we share with all your people. In the body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now let us pray the way our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated if you would. We'll have a continuous communion. At this time, we invite all baptized Christians to join us in this Holy Communion today. And we do have a gluten-free option if you just let us know. Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you, keep you in his grace, and lead you into eternal life. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and grant you his peace.
Good.
Before we end, Frank, come up here, you and your family. We had to make sure we had all of our ducks in a row. Come on up here. This man has been coming for quite a while. We love his family. They're good folk. They want to join today. Want to go ahead and be members today. So we had to make sure we had all our ducks in a row. We love you, my friend. Appreciate you.
I'll miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss you too. I ain't going to miss looking at you. I ain't going to lie to you there. For many blessings. We appreciate all y'all. And I'll tell you what, they add a lot to this congregation. And he got a good spirit about him. Good man, good family. You're going to keep him busy. He got a lot to do, but give him the right hand of fellowship and bless them as they come in. Yeah, you official. You is official, my brother. Now, let me go on back here real quick. Now that you're official, now that Frank and his family's official, I got to officially do something, too. That's right. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.